Coach Houston.
Well, that ended up being an exciting one. First half, certainly don't want to start the game the way we did in the first quarter. Proud of the guys and the way they battled back in the second quarter and got the lead at the halftime. A little frustrated with some things there in the second half. But a veteran coach once told me, don't ever forget to celebrate a win. So glad to get the win. Hats off to Charleston Southern on playing a great ball game. And I'll tell you that the quarterback, and I asked him and the coach both, I said, where was that last week? He looked like a completely different player. He looked like a guy that can really, make a lot of things happen with his arm and his legs. But very, very impressed with the way they played tonight. They've got a chance if they can build on that to have a great year. But my main concern is us. We've got some things we obviously got to get corrected. Probably the biggest thing I get corrected is, they need to listen to me and not everybody else. And I said it all week. I started with it on Tuesday with our meeting. Sometimes you have to get hit in the mouth before you listen. So hopefully it was a great learning lesson for us. It's always easier to learn when you get a win because, you don't win that one, and that's tough now. So 2-2, start conference play next week against a very good Tulane team. Got them at home. Really, really thankful for the fan base and the way they turned out, the student section in particular. It's great to have fans back in the stadium, and the student section in the Boneyard was rocking tonight. And just so thankful to have Pirate Nation back with us.
Coach, you warned us they were going to be highly proficient, and they turned out to be everything you said they might end up being.
Well, they couldn't get that tempo going last week. We had not seen them go that fast in the first two ball games. They played very well against the Citadel in week one, then did not play well last week, but then played lights out tonight. So I think it's a deal where when they're firing on all cylinders, they're a pretty potent offense. And the quarterback made a lot of plays tonight.
Coach Mitchell's had some big plays in several games. See, just a guy you got to keep giving the ball to, and he's gonna break one.
Yeah, that's if you give him a crease, he's gonna make something happen. So he did a great job tonight as a big play right there to get us on the board. We needed to get the momentum back, and he was really the one that gave us the spark.
The Mason Garcia touchdown ended up being the go-ahead touchdown.
Just right.
That play obviously was something you worked on this week.
Right.
Was that the right time to do it, or did you?
Yeah, it's a red zone play, and it's one we've worked on for a couple of weeks, and Mason executed it perfectly. Good job getting in the end zone right there.
Coach, how frustrating is it you guys play so well for a quarter or two at a time and maybe can't string that full game together
in the score? Very. There's a lot of things that are frustrating to me, but that's what we gotta do our jobs. We've gotta get the things corrected. We've gotta coach them. They've gotta stay on the same page with us. When you got players that maybe start trying to think they know a little bit more than everybody else, and that's when you get in trouble, and that's frustrating. So we all got to be on the same page.
Sitting at 2-2 now, do you feel like things are in front of you? Obviously, a huge game next week, and
right.
Is kind of where you want to be, or everything's kind of left to be, I guess, in front of you?
Well, you got two close wins. You got one extremely close loss, and another one that was a 13-point game, 14-point game. So 2-2 is better than some of the alternatives. I wish it was 3-1, but 2-2 going into conference play is a good start, especially considering it is a challenging preseason schedule with some of the teams we've played. But big ball game next week, so we'll enjoy this one tonight, and then we got to start getting ready for Tulane tomorrow.
But a lot of his stats kind of jump out, but are some of the most concerning things third down conversions, penalties tonight?
Very frustrated with the penalties. My teams have never been ones that have post-snap penalties, and that's just something that you can't have. And it's self-inflicted. It's usually lack of discipline, and that's something that is very serious to us. We talk about it all the time. Certainly had some composure issues right there tonight, and it comes from some selfishness. And so it's, you got to fix it. You got to decide what's more important. You know, you or the team. So, you know, we'll get those fixed. You know, the third down conversions, you know, we want to take a look at the situations. You know, usually when you do a good job on first and second down, that's when third down's better. So, you know, we want to take a look at the film before making too many rash judgments on that.
Coach, the two wins, you've been down 17 and been down 14.
Yeah, I'd like to try to not do that, you know.
But talk a little bit maybe about the character of your team and their ability to overcome those deficits. I know you got things to work on. But still,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think the resiliency, you know, the fact that, you know, they don't implode. I mean, I think it's tonight. Tonight would have been easy to deep six it now. I've seen teams lose that game right there. We all have. You have. So I think it says something about them that they came back and battled back and found a way to win it.
Coach, first game of the season without multiple turnovers by the defense, would you characterize that more for how the defense was playing as a whole this game or more about just how their offense was able to execute?
You know, I thought their offense executed well. I think that, you know, we had some opportunities there. We got to make the play. You know, there were some out there to be had. You know, at least the big one, we made it count. You know, turned into 7 points immediately.
I was going to ask about Jaquan. He just continues to make plays and they continue to throw at him.
Well,
are you surprised they keep testing him?
I say yes, but, you know, they still throw at him. That was a great call by Blake Harrell. We almost had a couple more. But a great, great call by Blake Harrell, great play and execution by Jaquan, and made the most of it.
This is the first game this year where you had more sacks than you allowed. Is that a positive step for the offensive line?
Yeah, we should have had a bunch more, too. He's a slippery little guy now. So.
Do you know anything about the status on Elijah Morris?
He's okay. He just had a cramp. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm sorry. I didn't thought you were finished.
Yeah.
One of the things that was noticeable is the lack of targets to Shane Calhoun tonight after making really good use of him last week.
Well, I mean, it's you to a degree. You got to take what the defense gives you. Now, it's, you know, we'll look at the film and see why that was, but certainly, you know, we want to get him the ball. But you know, last week we had great matchups in the coverage they were in, and they were, you know, shading heavily towards Tyler Snead. So, you know, they gave us a lot right there. So we need to take a look at the film and see, you know, see what we could have done better. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cody.
Mike, do you need to read?